16 verses 8 to 11.
那约翰福音16章8到11节。Here
we see that the Holy Spirit is being discussed or being mentioned by the Holy Spirit is mentioned by Jesus Christ.
我们在这里看见了耶稣基督讲到了圣灵。
And this is towards the last moment of Jesus' life.
那这个已经讲到了是耶稣基督到了耶稣基督他的最后的服事的时刻。
In verses 8, when it says he, we know it is the Holy Spirit according to the context.
从上下文我们知道耶稣基督讲的是圣灵。Because
if you look down in verse 13, it mentions that he is the Spirit of truth.
因为你到13节的时候你就看见了真正真理的圣灵来了。
So here in the context, this is the Holy Spirit. Jesus wants us to know what He's done will do for the believers.
所以呢，从上下我们看到耶稣基督需要门徒们知道圣灵会怎么做事。Verse
8 says the Spirit will convict the world.
第八节说圣灵来是要叫世人知罪。But
we need to step back and ask, what does convict mean?
那我们要回来看知罪到底什么意思。
The word convict actually appears 18 times in the New Testament.
知罪在新约圣经里面讲了18次。
And every time it shows that it is an act of showing someone their sin.
那每一次讲到知罪的时候都是圣灵来让人知道有罪。
But after showing their sin, it's also the action of showing that they need to repent.
当使他们知罪以后呢，这已经就是一个动作，让他们知道他们需要悔改。So
in other words, conviction involves showing someone their personal guilt.
所以知罪包括让他知道他们的罪。So
the Holy Spirit here is involved with convicting the world of their sins.
所以呢，圣灵就是要来让世人知罪。By
the way, sometimes you hear people say, you know what, the Holy Spirit is all about love, joy, peace, and kindness.
好多时候经常人们说圣灵就是来讲的是爱啊、喜乐啊、温柔啊、友善啊。Then
they say, oh, because of that, you know, there's no place in the Christian life if you're spirit-filled to talk about sin and conviction.
正因为这一点，所以有些人误解，以为在基督徒生命当中我们不需要讲认罪。You
might even say, you know what, there's no condemnation anymore. Why are you being so doctrinal and almost like a Pharisee to talk about conviction of sin.
哦，他们还甚至于还会说，根本就没有什么对基督徒的一些审判呢。你们为什么还经常要讲到要认罪呢？
But now we see here in John 16:8 that the Holy Spirit does expose the world of sin.
但是你在这里面看见了，圣灵的确是要让人来知罪认罪。And
it convicts the sin of not just believers, but it says the world.
圣灵不仅仅让基督徒知罪，而且让世人知罪。By
the way, in terms of our salvation, the Spirit was working even before regeneration.
顺便说一下，讲到我们的悔改得救的话呢，圣灵在我们得救之前很长一段时间就已经开始工作了。Of
course, when we get regenerate, that is when we get saved.
当我们悔改，当我们重生的时候，我们得救了。
But the Spirit was working even before regeneration by convicting us of our sin.
在我们重生之前就已经在做工了，来使我们知罪。
So here we see the Spirit, and if the Holy Spirit did not show our sin, we would have never seen our need for a Savior.
如果圣灵不让我们看到我们的罪的话，我们就根本就不需要一位救主。
So we need to be thankful to the Lord that the Spirit's ministry involves conviction of our sin.
我们应当感恩，因为圣灵他就是要来让我们知罪。
Here we see, we might ask, okay, what exact kind of things is the Spirit going to convict the world about?
圣灵让世人为罪、为审判自己来责备自己，到底是一种什么事情呢？
In verse 8, there's three things that lists.
那在第八节里面列举了三样。
Jesus says the Spirit will convict the world concerning, number one, sin.
那耶稣基督说是圣灵来让人为人，为让世人来
The second one is convicting of righteousness.
第二个就是为义。
And thirdly is of judgment.
第三个就是为的审判。
You might ask, what does that mean?
你也许会问，这到底什么意思？
Jesus explained in verses 9 to 11 these three points.
耶稣基督在9到11节就为这三点解释了。
The first one is sin in verses 9.
第九节为罪。
Verses 9 says, concerning sin because they do not believe in me.
为罪是因为他们不信我。
Unbelievers will never trust in Jesus Christ as Savior of their sin unless they first see their sin.
不信的人如果他们不看到自己的罪的话他们不会接受耶稣基督为主。
So that's why the Spirit has to convict them to show they're personally guilty before God.
所以呢圣灵必须要来使他们说服他们使他们知道是罪人。
This one is probably easier for us to understand.
那这一点可能容易被我们理解。
But remember Jesus' second point.
但是耶稣基督的第二点呢
He said the Holy Spirit also convict concerning righteousness.
圣灵也为义。
Why convict of righteousness? That makes no sense.
那这个有点看不懂了。为什么说要来为义？
If you're righteous, you will not be guilty. There's no need to be convicted.
如果你是个义人的话，你就不需要被责备。
Verse 10 explains that a little more.
那第十节解释的更多。
It says, and concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me.
那为义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Do you remember Jesus' ministry, earthly ministry?
你们记得耶稣基督他地上的事工吗？
Jesus was without sin. Jesus was
without sin. 耶稣基督他没有一点罪。
Everyone else was sinful.
每个人都是罪人。
Were there people during Jesus' time that thought they were righteous?
那在耶稣基督时代有没有人觉得他们是义人呢？
And righteous by their own power?
靠着自己是义人呢？
Yes. The Pharisees, yes?
法利赛人。
The Jewish religious leaders.
那些犹太的领袖。
Before Jesus was there, they were filled with their own self-righteousness.
在耶稣基督来之前，他们就为自己的义所充满了。
And they would have been comfortable.
他们很舒服。
Because they would have looked at other, they'll be too busy looking down on others that people don't see their own sinfulness.
他们忙于看别人的罪，以至于看不到自己的罪。
And they felt very comfortable.
他们觉得很舒服。
Suddenly Jesus comes.
突然耶稣来了。
Jesus is truly holy.
耶稣基督是真实的圣洁。
Jesus opposes their unrighteousness.
耶稣基督反对他们的不义。
Suddenly their envy and jealousy manifest.
他们的嫉妒就开始展现出来了。
And their self-righteousness we will later find out is murderous.
他们的自义到后来以至于要杀害耶稣。
So Jesus comes and convicts and exposes even the Pharisees and those who think they are righteous.
耶稣基督来就是要让那些自以为义的人让他们被责备。
So the Holy Spirit, we know that of course Jesus will later die on the cross.
我们知道耶稣后来要死在十字架上。
And after the resurrection will ascend into heaven.
复活以后呢，升天了。
And now the Holy Spirit comes and takes the role of Jesus.
圣灵来了就开始来做耶稣基督的这个职分的工作。
And exposes the sin of those who think they are righteous.
耶稣基督就来把人的罪给展现出来，好让人看见。
I think that's the best explanation to understand what he's talking about in verse 10.
我想这个就是最好的能够理解，怎么样理解为义要来责备自己的原因。
That way we could see what does righteousness have to do with Jesus Christ no longer being around.
那这样的话，我们可以看到耶稣基督不在的时候，这个为义责备自己到底什么意思？
Aren't you glad that the Holy Spirit is able to convict those who are self-righteous?
难道你们不开心吗？耶稣基督圣灵能够让那些自义的人感觉到。看到自己的罪。
We have a spiritual, we have great spiritual resource in the Holy Spirit convicting people of sin.
我们有一个在圣灵使人之罪的这里边，我们有一个极大的资源。
And that great resource the Spirit gave us is His law.
那这个极大的资源是圣经给我们的是圣灵给我们的是什么呢？就是他的律法。
With the legalists who are self-righteous, I often give them even more law.
对于那些个自以为义的人，我常常给他们更多的律法。
If they come up to you and say, "Oh, you know what? I read more of the Bible than the rest of your people in your church."
I'm sorry.
Let's just say someone comes to you and say, "You know, I read more of the Bible than the rest of your people in your church." The legalists would say,
"I read more
of the Bible than the rest of your people in your."
比如说，有人来到你们面前说啊，我比你们教会的任何其他的人读的圣经更多。
Then I'll say, why don't you read even more?
然后我会告诉他说，你为什么不读得更多呢？
Then you make you use the law to increase their sin.
所以呢，你就用律法来增加他的罪。
To really actually to show how far they fall short.
好让他们知道他们是亏缺了很多。
Be like Jesus with the rich young ruler.
那就像耶稣基督针对那个年轻的财主一样。
Jesus used the Ten Commandments.
耶稣基督用了那十诫。
That rich young ruler said, "Oh, but I've done all these things."
那个年轻的财主说，我什么都做了。
And Jesus said, "Okay, go sell everything."
然后耶稣基督就给更多的给他，好的，把你的东西全部卖了。
Jesus never said to everyone else to do this.
耶稣基督对其他的人从来都没有说过这句话。
But he did this.
但是他对这个年轻的财主，他就这么做了。
In one of the Gospels, even said Jesus did this because he loved him.
在一卷福音书里面，那里面记载着说，耶稣基督之所以这样做，是因为爱他。Jesus
actually, in a sense, used the greatest commandment.
耶稣基督从某个角度上讲，是用更大的诫命。Is
to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
就是爱神，全尽心尽力的爱神。And
secondly, love your neighbors as yourself.
然后就是爱你，就像爱自己一样的，爱其他的人。Have
you ever realized we never love others as ourselves fully?
你有没有注意到，我们从来没有像爱自己那样的完完全全的去爱别人？What
does it look like to love others like yourself?
那爱别人如同爱自己一样是什么意思？
That's like pulling your skin out and wrapping around brother and all the other brothers.
那就像把你的皮肤给拉出来，然后包别人的这个身体。
Everything you want good for you, you do for them.
你任何觉得为你自己好的，你为着别人。
But no one has ever loved always like this.
没有一个人真的像爱自己一样去爱过别人。
So Jesus applied the second greatest commandment to that rich young ruler.
所以对那个年轻的财主，耶稣基督就用了第二个最高的诫命来挑战他。
Saying, okay, if you're rich, why don't you let others be also be rich?
意思就是说，如果你富有的话，你为什么不让所有的人都富有呢？
It's only then the guy says, "Oh, I can't do this."
然后直到那个年轻人说，我不能做到这一步。Only
then would he go away realizing how much he falls short.
只有就在那个时候，他才知道自己是何等的亏缺了神的荣耀。So
the law shows, the law is like a mirror.
所以呢，那个律法就像一个镜子一样的。It
shows us our sinfulness.
就能让我们看见我们自己的罪。Have
you ever had something stuck in your teeth?
你的牙齿里面有没有塞过一些东西？You
don't realize it.
你根本就没有注意到。Until
you see a mirror.
直到你拿了一个镜子照的时候，你才注意到。Now
the mirror doesn't clean you.
那个镜子不能使你干净。In
the same way, like the law doesn't save you.
同样的，律法也不能拯救你。You
can't use a mirror and say, "Oh, I'm going to brush my teeth with it."
你不能用一个镜子说用镜子来刷牙。The
law shows our sinfulness so we can be cleansed through another.
那个律法可以来让我们看清我们的罪，使我们可以到基督面前来被洁净。And
the means is, of course, trusting in Jesus Christ.
而被洁净的方法就是信靠基督。
Notice also as well what the Holy Spirit convicts of.
我们也来看一下，看看圣灵怎么样的来责备我们。
It's also the third one is judgment.
第三个就是为审判。
Verse 11 says, "And concerning judgment, because the ruler of the world has been judged."
为什么为审判责备呢？是因为这世界的王受了审判。
There's some people out there that think there will never be any judgment that is to come.
那有一些人在这个世界上认为。 这个世界不会有任何的审判到来的。
They live like there's a life where there's no heaven or hell.
他们活在一个世界上，觉得根本就没有天堂和地狱。
But the Spirit convicts them.
但是圣灵责备他们。
And convicts them to say there will be a judgment.
圣灵责备他们，告诉他们会有一个审判到来的。
So we see that this is the role and ministry of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见的这就是圣灵的工作。
Let's also see the second role.
让我们来看。 第二个,
the Holy Spirit is our legal advocate.
圣灵的第二个角色, 他就是我们的保惠师。
Let's read John 14, verse 16.
让我们翻到约翰福音14章16节。
Okay. Here again is Jesus Christ speaking about the Holy Spirit.
再一次的，耶稣基督在这里边讲到了圣灵。The
context is clear. This is the Holy Spirit that's being talked about.
上下文非常清楚，是讲圣灵的。Because
in verse 17, he's called the Spirit of Truth.
因为在17节，他就讲到这是真理的圣灵。Jesus
here is praying to God the Father.
耶稣基督在这里边向天父祷告。And
he's asking God the Father for another helper for the believers.
他就让求天父给另外一个帮助者给信徒。Now
let me ask you guys a question about the Chinese translation.
让我来问你一下关于中文的翻译。What
is the word? Is it another? What is that? Another helper, right?
保惠师。So
it's helper idea, right?
保惠师，你们知道什么意思吗？按照正常的中文理解是什么意思？
保护施恩。
不太明白啊。
不会像保姆一样。
It's a make up, made up word.
Okay.
很奇怪的话，对吗？
很奇怪的话。
Okay, 好。
这是一个专门词。
嗯
，Okay. 英文它trans in English they translated that as helper.
在英文直接把它翻译成帮助者。
I think that influenced other countries' translation too.
我知道这个翻译也影响到了其他国家的翻译。
But I think that Greek word is very rich.
但是我想那个原文的希腊文非常丰富。
That word actually is referring to a lawyer.
那个词原文的意思指的是一个律师。
It's a lawyer you want to have when you get in trouble.
这个律师就当你有困难的时候呢，你需要这个律师。
It's a defense attorney. It's a defense lawyer.
是一个辩护为你辩护的律师。
It's like when you see in court in the analogy, you see in court where there's a suspect and he has a lawyer defending him.
就像在法庭上有一个被怀疑的人嫌疑犯，然后呢，他请了一个律师来为他辩护。
But don't just believe my word for it. Let's look at scripture.
但是不要仅仅相信我的话，让我们来看经圣经。
First John chapter 2 verse 1.
约翰一书第二章。
That same word, that same word appears in First John chapter 2 verse 1.
在那个同样的词在约翰一书二章一节又出现了。
By the way, the Greek word there is actually paraklete.
What is that?
Paraklete. Paraklete.
在希腊文里面，那个他们的词通常是有什么平行对应的。我暂时这么翻译。
Yeah, 对。Okay. So in 1 John 2:1, the same Greek word appears here.
在约翰一书二章一节，同样的词出现了。
宋怡，
有人读一下可以吗？
我小子们哪，把将这些话写给你们，是叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Okay. In the context of in earlier in 1 John, John make the point that we cannot say we don't have sin.
那在那个上下文里面，约翰说 ，Sorry.
You cannot lie and say you don't have any sin.
你不可以，你不能撒谎说你没有罪。
Now in verse 1 says, if you have a sin, we have an advocate.
那在第一节说，如果我们犯罪呢，我们有一位中保。
中保 is it the same word as earlier in the Chinese?
No, it's different.
Okay. 中保 does it have the idea of lawyer or legal?
No. 中保 means
mediator,
someone. Whenever you do something, I come to help you.
Okay.
I'm in between.
Oh, me, yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. But in English, it's the word advocate, which is an idea of someone that's helping you with the law.
在英文当中的意思就是一个辩护师，意思就是说，当你有出问题的时候呢，我在你当中基于法律为你辩护。
But more than just the English translation, that's what the Greek idea is here.
不仅仅是英文的词是这个意思，希腊文的意思就是这个意思。
Where this analogy of okay, we are guilty before God because of our sin.
那我们在上帝面前，我们都是有罪的。
But now Jesus comes and say, "Oh no, I'm going to be making a defense for you."
那现在耶稣基督来了，他说我要来为你辩护。
Isn't this a beautiful analogy of the gospel?
这是何等美的一个福音的画面。
The second day of our training, we saw that Jesus is our judge.
我们培训的第二天的时候，我们看到耶稣基督是我们的审判官。
But we also see now that Jesus is also our defense attorney.
我们现在却看见了耶稣基督同时又是我们的辩护师。
And how does he defend us legally before God?
怎么样的在上帝面前基于法律来为我们辩护呢？
He credits us his legal righteousness.
他现在他给我们他那合法的公义披在我们身上。
How?
他怎么样做到的呢？
By taking the penalty you and I deserve.
怎么做的呢？就是他来代替我们承担的那个刑罚。
This is where theology is important even as we minister.
这就是为什么神学对我们很重要，即使是对服事的同工来说都一样。
I think this, no matter who it is, you understand the idea of Jesus' love for us.
不管你是谁，你应当明白耶稣对我们的爱。
What a great humility that a judge would come and die for us.
这是何等的谦卑呀！一个审判官来替罪人死。
And even when Christians struggle with sin, Jesus still comes alongside of us and is acting like a legal attorney and going against Satan's accusation against us.
即使是基督徒今天犯罪，这位法官，这位审判官，居然也来，就像我们的律师一样，站在我们旁边，来面对撒旦的控告，他来为我们辩护。
So that's what the word means, is a legal defense attorney.
这就是这里面这个中保或者是保惠师的意思。
Let's go back again.
他是一个合法的基于法律为我们辩护的律师。
Let's turn back again to John 14 verse 16. Let's turn back there again.
让我们再回到约翰福音十四章十六节。
When we look at this verse, notice what word appears before that word.
当我们看保惠师的时候，我们再看前面什么词先出现了。
Does it have a word another in your Bible?
那在你们的中文译本里面有没有另外一位？
另外。
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. In Greek word, there's two words you could have for another.
在希腊文里面，你有两个词可以用另外来形容。
One is the idea of saying, "Oh, this is someone else, but it's totally different than me."
另外一种就是呢，这是另外跟我完全不一样的。
Or the other way of saying, "Okay, this is someone else, and he's very much similar to me."
另外一种语境就是，这是另外的人，但是他跟我很相似。
In this pronoun here, it's actually the idea that the Holy Spirit is just like Jesus.
在这个语境里面呢，耶稣基督就是在说，这个另外的意思就是，现在我要差给你一位，这一位呢是跟我很相似的。
We already saw 1 John 2:1, Jesus is our legal defense attorney.
我们刚才已经在约翰一书里面看到，耶稣基督他是为我们辩护的律师。
But the Holy Spirit is also our legal defense attorney.
但是我们看到了，圣灵也是我们的辩护师。
We see in our God loves us so much. In the gospel, He gives two members of the Trinity to be our legal defense attorney.
上帝如此的爱我们，以至于他给了两位律师来做我们的辩护师。
Of course, we have both of them if we believe in the gospel.
当然，如果我们信福音的话，我们就一下子拥有两个。
But here we see the beauty of the marvel of the gospel.
我们在这里看到了这个福音的美，这是何等的伟大。
This should encourage our people if they were to know this truth when they're battling with sin.
当我们的弟兄姊妹们在最终挣扎的时候，这个应该鼓励他们。
This shows why it is worth explaining the Trinity well to our members.
这个真理告诉我们，我们应当值得把三位一体的真理清楚地告知弟兄姊妹们。
If the Holy Spirit's ministry is only to convict the world of sin, do you understand we would be in despair?
如果圣灵来只做一件事情的话，就是指证人的罪的话，那么我们每天活在沮丧当中。
Have you ever been with someone that all they ever do is just complain?
你有没有跟这样的人在一起待过？就是他所做的一切就是抱怨。
If that's all the Holy Spirit does, we would be in despair.
如果圣灵只做那一件事情的话，我们每个人都得抑郁症。
We will have a worldly sorrow that leads to death.
我们会有一个属世界的忧愁，以至于死掉。
But praise be to God that He also regenerates us.
所以我们赞美上帝，上帝不仅仅来使我们悔改认罪。
Praise God that when we believe, we also have a defense attorney that is both Christ and the Holy Spirit.
赞美上帝，当我们悔改以后呢，我们还有两位辩护师来为我们辩护，来安慰我们。
If you're a Christian, could you ever lose the Holy Spirit as your defense attorney?
如果你是一个基督徒，请问你们会不会失去这两位辩护师？
The answer is no, because look at verse 16.
回答是不会的，看十六节。
It says that he may be with you forever.
十六节说叫他永远与你们同在。
He will reside in us forever.
他会住在我们里面永远的。
And he will be the one that is there even when we struggle with our sins.
即使我们为我们的罪挣扎的时候，他依然待在那里。
Reminding us the fact that we are now declared righteous because of the gospel.
他提醒我们，因着福音的缘故，我们已经被宣告称义了。
And when we know we're justified, then we love him more and we lovingly obey him with practical.
当我们知道我们被称义了以后，我们会爱更多的爱他，并且愿意顺服他的命令。
We also see the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
我们也知道圣灵是内住在我们里面的。
So in John 14 verse 17.
紧接着就是14章17节下面的那一句经文。哪句？
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Notice here, because of sin, the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
你们注意到，因为罪的缘故，世人没有办法接受圣灵。
However, believers can know Him.
然而，圣灵可以认识他。
Jesus tells the reason why we can know Him.
耶稣基督讲了为什么他可以认识，我们可以认识他。
It's because He abides within us.
是因为他与我们同在。
He will be in you.
他会在我们里面。
So the Holy Spirit lives within us.
所以呢，圣灵住在我们里面。
By the way, the Holy Spirit dwelling within us is going to have, is the foundation for other things the Holy Spirit does in our lives.
顺便说一下，圣灵内住在我们里边是一个圣灵要做很多其他事情的一个基础前提。
Let's also look at Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
让我们也翻到罗马书八章九节。
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Here you see the Spirit of God dwells in believers.
你们看到圣神的灵住在信徒的心里。
And because He, the Spirit dwells in us, because the Spirit dwells in us, we are able to live the Christian life, as Romans 8 later make the point.
因为圣灵住在我们里边，所以我们才能过一个基督徒的人生。
Look with me also in verse 11.
我们看十一节。
It says, "But if the Spirit of Him who raises Jesus from the dead dwells in you." He who raised Christ Jesus from dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you.
然而那叫耶稣基督从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的那一位，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
The Holy Spirit is the one who resurrects Christ from the dead.
圣灵是使基督复活的那一位。
That's what this verse teaches.
这节经文教导我们的。
And yet that same Spirit lives within us.
然而那个同样的那个圣灵住在我们里面。
We need to believe the Spirit is powerful in our lives.
我们应当相信圣灵在我们生命当中非常的强有力。
The Spirit who raises the Christ from the dead is the same Spirit who lives in us.
那个使耶稣基督从死里复活的那个灵现在住在你里面。
Who will one day also resurrect our bodies.
那个灵有一天要使我们的身体也要复活。
And before that day of our resurrection, He is working within us.
那在我们复活之前，那个灵就在我们里边做工。
This is practical when we counsel brothers and sisters in sin.
当我们来帮助弟兄姊妹在与罪征战的时候，这个非常有用。
Sometimes it can be so discouraged.
有时候呢，我们很沮丧。
But you need to tell, wait, do you believe the word of God more or do you believe in your own experience?
你这个时候你要提醒他说，你更相信神的话语呢，还是相信你个人的经历？
And there's times where you will look and say, oh, you know what? I don't feel this is true in my life, but I'm going to believe this first.
有些时候他们会说，我现在感觉不到这个圣灵的大能，但是我先相信神的话语。
Because it's God's word.
因为这是神的话语。
It's the word of the Spirit.
因为这是圣灵呼出来的气。
And if the Spirit writes this, He knows about Himself.
如果圣灵写了这个经文的话，他知道他自己。
And when you have that faith, it produces fruits in your life.
当你有这样的，当他有这样的信心的时候，就能够结出果子来。
You now are empowered as you go out and work hard to be godly. You know that truly the Spirit is working within you.
现在你就被赋予了能力，你出去你就决定顺服上帝，结出果子。你知道圣灵正在借着你做工。
Please see that there's practical implication from doctrines of the Holy Spirit.
请你们留意啊，这些神学都是有实际的应用的。
Let's go now to the next point.
让我们到下一点。
The Holy Spirit is our teacher.
圣灵也是我们的教师。
John chapter 14 verse 26.
约翰福音第十四章二十六节。
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
The Holy Spirit is mentioned in this verse.
圣灵在这里面又一次被提及了。
Here we see the Father sends him.
我们在这里看到了父差派他来。
And the Spirit has a ministry in our present life.
圣灵有一个在我们生命当中的事工。
It says he will teach you all things.
他会将一切的事指教你们。
And it says here that he will bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
You ever wonder how did these apostles were able to write down in such details the life of Christ?
你们有没有想过使徒们怎么样的如何才能够那么细节的把耶稣基督一生的事情记起来呢？
It's because the Spirit reminded them.
那是因为圣灵提醒了他们。
And the Spirit taught them.
而且是圣灵教导了他们。
The Spirit continues to teach us today.
圣灵继续的来教导我们，只是今天依然这样。
So we see thus the Spirit's role included that of being our teacher.
所以我们看见了圣灵有一个工作，就是来教导我们，做我们的老师。
The Apostle Paul also taught the Holy Spirit is our teacher.
保罗也教导我们圣灵是我们的老师。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 13.
让我们翻到林前第二章十到十三节。
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神奥秘的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Notice in verse 13 it mentioned that there are things that the Holy Spirit taught.
在十三节里面讲到说那些圣灵所指教的事。
Natural man cannot understand God.
那些一般的人没有办法明白神。
But the Spirit teaches.
但是圣灵却教导。
Combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words.
他们用属灵的话教导属灵的事。
So here it is very clear that the Holy Spirit is our teacher.
所以很清楚地看见圣灵是我们的老师。
The Holy Spirit also has another role.
圣灵还有另外一个角色。
The Holy Spirit prays for us.
圣灵替我们祷告。
This is in Romans 8:26-27.
这在罗马书八章二十六二十七节可以看到。
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只有圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意以圣徒祈求。
Here you see the Spirit prays.
你们在这里看见圣灵祷告。
He prays for us when we are weak.
当我们软弱的时候，他替我们祷告。
And he prays for us even when we don't know what to pray for.
他就在我们不懂得为什么祷告的时候，他为我们祷告。
These are the various ministry of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament.
这些就是在新约里面看见的圣灵的事工侍奉。
But I think there is application.
有一些应用。
There is application and for us as preachers to teach this to our people.
那我们这些作为传道的人怎么样教导呢？
Some of those things I've mentioned earlier.
有一些我刚才已经讲了。
But I also think these truths is great application for in the context of marriage.
那这些应用在婚姻里面也有很多的很好的应用。
So in the time that I have remaining, I want to show how this has practical implication for people in marriage.
那我想跟大家一起思考一下，在婚姻当中的人怎么样的可以应用这个真理呢？
First and foremost, let's look at the Holy Spirit as the one who convicts of
sin. 首先我们来看一看圣灵来指证人的罪。
If the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, that should change the way we view our sin in marriage.
那如果圣灵能够指证我们的罪的话，这个应当改变我们在婚姻当中怎么样看自己的罪。
Has your spouse ever pointed out your sin to you?
你的配偶有没有指证你的罪过？
Has there been times where your spouse pointed out your sin and you just you don't like it? You just try to
有没有过这样的现象，就是你的配偶指出了你的罪，然后你根本就不想听？
Is there a time where you feel so uneasy you just want to change subject?
那有些时候呢，你根本就不愿意听，你觉得很不舒服，你就想改变话题。
Or worse, you then go attack your wife or your wife instead.
或者更可怕的就是你反过来讲你的妻子不好。
If you know the Holy Spirit's convicting sin, that changes how you handle your wife pointing out your sin.
如果你知道圣灵来指证你的罪的话，这个会反过来帮助你怎么看你妻子正在指证你的罪。
If you feel that guilt of sin, you must ask the question: Is the Holy Spirit pointing out this sin to you?
如果你能感受到那个指证的罪是真实的，你应当问你自己，是不是圣灵正在指证你的罪？
Is it possible that God is using your wife to point out the sins in your life?
会不会圣灵正在用你的妻子来指出你的罪？
How do you know it's the Holy Spirit convicting you?
你如何知道是圣灵在指证你的罪呢？
You realize.This, whatever you've done, actually sin against God before your spouse or any other human being.
你明白到不管你做什么，你首先是首先是得罪上帝，在你得罪任何人之前，你先得罪的是上帝。
Suddenly now you discover that you're before the presence of God with your sin.
突然之间你会发现你带着你的罪正在上帝的面前。
It becomes bigger than what you first thought as that your wife is just complaining.
因为当你这样想的时候呢，你会发现这一点比你妻子指责你的罪更大。
You see how it changes the way you handle marriage problems.
你看看这样怎么样的改变了你处理婚姻当中的关系的问题。
Your wife might be complaining.
你妻子有可能是在抱怨。
Might be bitter.
你有可能是在苦读。
But if your wife is speaking truth about your problem, you know you have to deal with this with God first.
如果你的妻子说你有个问题的话，你应当知道你首先要跟上帝来处理这件事情。
In God's providence, He's bringing this sin up to show you and convict you and expose you of your sinful ways.
在上帝的护理里边，他就是把这些东西带出来，来让你知罪，好让你认罪。
I think it changes the way you talk with your wife when she points out your sin.
这个就改变你下一次当你跟你的妻子沟通的时候，你的妻子指出了你的罪的看法。
Instead of a spirit of saying, "Oh, I'm going to fight back with my wife," now you have a spirit saying, "Oh, I need to be right with God. I need God's grace."
所以呢，我们不要在这样的时候就带出一个战争、一个战士一样、坦克车的一样的要来跟妻子来辩论，应当有一个谦卑的心来跟在上帝面前处理你的罪。
You have a better attitude with your wife pointing out your sin.
现在呢，正面对你妻子指证你的罪、指出你的错误的时候呢，你有一个不同的观点、不同的态度。
I'll admit, in my church, we don't have any sermon review yet.
在我们教会里面，我们还没有这个评估。讲到评估。
I tried it, and I realized, I think, our men first need to understand how to teach the Word of God first.
我试过，但是我意识到了，我们的弟兄首先应当了解怎么样的教导圣经。
But with my wife, I actually asked from time to time my wife, is there anything that I'm doing wrong?
但是呢，我会经常问我的妻子，我有没有做错什么事情。
When I first got married, the first 6 months, my wife says, "Oh, no, 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 there's nothing."
当我刚刚结婚的时候，前六个月呢，我妻子跟我说，你什么都没有做好，做错。
But by the way, I need to believe the word of God more than my wife, okay?
顺便说一下，我应当更加相信神的话语，而不是相信我的妻子。
God knows I'm a sinner, and He told me that.
上帝知道我是一个罪人。
But after a year, there's no more 客气 right?
但是呢，一年以后呢，就没那么客气了。
It now it's become real, right? It becomes.
现在我们开始真实了。
So I think as leaders, we needed to take the initiative to find out what's wrong with us.
作为家庭的领袖，我们应当主动的来找出我们做错了什么。
God has called us to be the leader.
上帝呼召我们做领袖。
So we don't just wait until our wife can't handle any more nag.
我们不能等着直到我们的妻子没有办法承受了才过来喋喋不休。
But go with the attitude of saying, I want to find out what is my sin.
我们应当带着一个态度去说，我要发现我的罪在哪里。
Pray to God.
向上帝祷告。
Ask God the Father, help may the Spirit expose things that I need to work on.
求上天父他的灵在我们里面工作来暴露我们的罪。
And Lord God, help give me the grace that I'd be able to respond properly.
主神给我们恩典，好让我们针对这些罪，或者我妻子指出来的这些罪，让我能够正确的回应。
There's also an application of the Spirit as our legal defense attorney.
圣灵是我们的 保惠师这也给我们带来了一个很好的应用。
Again, remember, if the Holy Spirit was not our legal defense attorney, we will be left ridden with guilt and hopelessness.
你们应当记住，如果圣灵不是我们的保惠师、辩护师的话，我们真的活在这个世界上毫无盼望，每天活在罪疚当中。
Even in our marriage, when our spouse sins, when we point out their sin, we also need to go and point towards grace.
即使在我们的婚姻当中，当我们的配偶指证我们的罪的时候，我们同时也要知道。我们要指出神的恩典在哪里。
It's we need to be forgiven by God.
我们应当被神赦免。
That involves preaching the gospel.
这个就意味着我们要在家里传讲福音。
And when you pray, pray that the Holy Spirit is able to apply the truth to the gospel to our life.
你们应当祷告求圣灵，让圣灵能够把福音正确的应用在我们的生命当中。
He'll do. The Holy Spirit will do it if you pray.
如果你祷告的话，圣灵会做的。
Because he is our legal defense attorney.
因为圣灵真的就是我们的一个合法的辩护师。
It's only when your wife sees God's grace would she then have the motivation to say, you know, I'm going to walk in loving obedience, even when it's.
只有等到你的妻子看到了神的恩典的时候，她才会说，我应当愿意与神同行，顺服与主同。
There's also application of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us for marriage.
也有另外一个应用就是当圣灵住在我们里边的时候，对我们的婚姻也有一个应用。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 to 17.
让我们翻到哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians 3 verse 16 to 17.
三章十六十七节。
三章十六十七节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣，这殿就是你们。
Here Paul teaches that we're a temple of God.
保罗在这里边教导我们是神的殿。
We're a temple of God because the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
因为圣灵住在我们里边，所以我们是神的殿。
Which, by the way, is great proof that the Spirit of God is God.
顺便说一下，这里边也是一个证据，证明圣灵就是神。
Because the Spirit dwelling in us makes it automatically we're the temple of God.
那因为圣灵住在我们里边，就直接的把我们变成了一个神的殿。
If we're a temple of God, we know we should take care of our body.
如果我们是神的殿的话，我们应当好好的照顾我们这个殿。
But I also want to remind us that our wife is our is also a temple of God.
但是同时我要想提醒你们，就是我们的妻子也是神的殿。
You need to treat her like that properly as well.
你也应当正确的对待她。
In biblical counseling, maybe you might be dealing with people that are married, the husband hits the wife.
在圣经辅导当中，你也许面对过这样的夫妻，就是丈夫恨妻子。
And you need to say, hey, you know what?You know what, sir? You need to realize that she is a temple of God.
你要告诉那个丈夫说，你应当知道她也是神的殿。
You would never go to church and just hit the wall in the church.
你永远不会到了神的教会里面去，然后去打人。
Because that is the church.
因为她就是一个教会。
You don't want to do that in the presence of God.
因为在教会里面，你不想那样在教会里就发脾气打人。
But now you need to know your believing wife is the temple of God.
现在你应当相信你的信主的妻子就是神的殿。
And we need to, again, we see, notice here the application for marriage.
所以你看到这里有应用，被婚姻。
There's also another application of the Spirit dwelling within us.
那对于圣灵住在我们里边，我们还有另外一个应用。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:19.
让我们翻到哥林多前书六章十九节。
岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来的，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Again, here the Spirit dwells within us.
再一次看见圣灵住在我们里面。
Therefore, we're the temple of God, or as it says here, temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们现在是圣灵的殿。
Why did Paul talk about the temple of the Spirit here?
为什么保罗在这里讲到我们是神的殿呢？
It's in the context of prohibiting sexual immorality among believers.
而是因为在这个上下文里面，保罗在禁止信徒有不圣洁的行为。
Verse 18 earlier he said flee immorality.
十八节他说你们应当逃避淫行。
And makes the point that if a man commits sexual sin, is actually sinning against his own body.
所以呢，在这里保罗说，如果一个人犯了淫乱的罪，他就是得罪自己的身子。
What's the big deal about sinning against our own body?
那得罪自己的身子是什么意思呢？
Is as believers we know we are now a temple of the Holy Spirit because He dwells within us.
作为信徒，我们知道我们自己是神的灵的殿。
So we need to be reminded of the truth that the Spirit dwells within us.
我们应当常常的提醒自己，圣灵住在我们里边。
By the way, oftentimes through sexual immorality, people become practical atheists at that moment.
那顺便说一下，当在一个人犯淫乱罪的时候，他们其实在那个时刻，他们已经变成了无神论者。
You need to know that God sees all.
你要知道神看到一切。
Yes, we know God is all present.
你们知道神无处不在。
But the Spirit now is present in a very different way in the heart of the believer.
虽然神无处不在，但对于信徒来讲，神的灵就是非常特别的方式住在你的里面。
You don't want to dishonor the Spirit.
你不希望来使神的名受羞辱。
Let that be a motivation for us to pursue godliness.
让这一点成为我们的动力来寻求圣洁。
Let us be faithful to our spouse.
让我们对我们的配偶忠心。
And by the way, as Christians, we need to realize what is our standard of beauty.
在作为基督徒，顺便说一下，你们要都知道我们的对美的标准是什么。
The world will advertise what is the standard of beauty.
世界会广告他们的美的标准。
And the world will say all kinds of silly things.
这个世界讲了很多愚蠢的事情。
But the standard of beauty for us is your spouse.
但是对于我们来说，我们的审美的标准就是你的配偶。
And your spouse, whatever age you are at. The standard of beauty is your spouse, and the standard is your spouse, whatever age you are at.
那么不管你的配偶多大年纪了，那都是你唯一的标准。
So it shouldn't be when you're a 60-year-old man, your standard is when your wife was 22.
那不是说你是60岁的人，你的妻子是22岁。
But it's your wife at 60.
你的妻子也是60岁。
That's your standard, okay?
那个就是你的标准。Not quite following you the last few things.
Okay.
16, 20.
Oh, what I'm trying to say is your standard of beauty changes as you get older.
当你年龄增长的时候呢，你的这个审美的标准也在增长。不要说你到了60岁的时候，你的妻子也60岁的时候，你的审美标准总是停留在22岁，觉得22岁是最美的。
Yeah, okay. So it's whatever your spouse, whatever age they are at, okay?
所以呢，你的审美标准随着你妻子的年龄的增长而增长。
But we need to do this because we're motivated to realize that the Spirit dwells within us.
我们要做这件事情的原因就是我们因为知道圣灵住在我们里面。
Okay. There's also application that the Spirit is our teacher.
也有应用说圣灵是我们的老师。
Are you willing to be serious enough to apply the Word of God to your marriage?
你愿意严肃的来应用你的话语到你的婚姻当中去吗？
Are there times where you feel, oh, I don't know how do I apply this in marriage?
很多时候你可能不知道怎么样来应用你的话语到你的。
Pray to God the Father.
向神祷告。
Ask God the Father to have the Spirit teach you.
求父神让圣灵来帮助你。
Ask God the Father to help the Spirit remind you of biblical truths.
让父神的灵来提醒你关于圣经中的真理。
He will answer.
他会回答你的祷告。
We know in James that if we ask for wisdom, He will grant it.
我们知道在雅各书里面说，如果我们没有智慧，我们向神祈求，他会赐给我们的。
The Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom.
那个灵是智慧的灵。
He has more than enough wisdom to pass on to us.
他有足够的智慧给我们。
We need to see there's application that the Spirit as teacher has application for our marriage.
我们应当有这样的看见，就是这些应用对我们的婚姻是很重要的。
There's also application that the Spirit prays for us also for marriage.
那圣灵为我们祷告，对我们的婚姻也是很重要的。
Have you ever counseled anyone in marriage problem as an elder?
作为教会的长老，你有没有辅导过一个婚姻有问题的人？
Maybe the wife or the husband is so desperate.
也许丈夫或者是妻子，他们如此的desperate， 他们如此的绝望。
They're so desperate. They message you every single day on WeChat to pray for them.
他们每天的在那个微信上面告诉你，为我们祷告，为我们祷告。
Every Sunday they meet before service and after service to say, please pray for my marriage.
每一天在崇拜之前和崇拜之后都说为我祷告，为我们的婚姻祷告。
You want to tell them, yes, I'm praying for you?
你要告诉他们是的，我在为你们祷告。
And that someone else is praying for you.
而且还有别人正在为你。
He might say, "Oh, how did you? Why did you tell somebody else about my problem?"
他们可能会说，啊，你为什么把我们的事情跟别人说呢？
You say, "Oh, that person already knows your problem."
啊，你说，哦，那个人早就知道你的问题。
He's praying even without me asking him.
他在为你祷告，我还没有跟他讲，他就为你祷告。
And he prays with intensity.
而且他密。他切切地为你祷告。
He's groaning in his prayers for you.
而且他在忧伤地为你祷告。
You know who that is?
你知道他是谁吗？
That is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, aren't we encouraged when we know someone is praying for us?
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有被鼓励说，当你知道有人在为你祷告的时候，有没有受鼓励？
Especially when we're in difficult times.
特别在你们有困难的时候。
We should always know someone's praying for us.
你们应该常常提醒自己，有人正在为你祷告。
Even if every human beings fail to pray for us,
其实每个人他们在为你祷告上失败了。
The Spirit prays for us.
圣灵永远为你祷告。
The Spirit will pray even with our struggle of marriage.
圣灵就是在你婚姻当中挣扎的时候，他照样的为你祷告。
By the way, it's not just only the Spirit that prays.
顺便说一下，不仅仅是圣灵在为你祷告。
There's another member of the Trinity that prays for us.
还有另外一个三位一体中的神在为你祷告。
That's Christ.
基督。
The Spirit could do everything for us because He's God.
圣灵可以，因为他是神，他可以做一切为我们做的事情。
Yet there's a sense it seems like there's a dependence still on God the Father.
然后还有似乎有一个依靠的关系在里面，他在依靠着圣父。
And that should motivate us to pray for our marriage.
那个应当鼓励我们来为着我们的婚姻祷告。
Many times when we don't pray, it's because we assume we could do things by our own power.
很多时候我们之所以不祷告，是因为我们相信我们可以靠自己的力量能做到。
But when you see Christ and the Holy Spirit is all, they're all self-sufficient, yet they pray, that should move us to pray.
当你看到了虽然圣灵和圣子他们都是自满自足的，他们却祷告，这个应当鼓励激励你们祷告。
The point of answering prayer is not just only getting what you want.
祷告的目的不是说要得到你想要得到的。
The point of prayer, like that of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, is a relationship with God.
祷告更多的就像圣灵和圣子向天父祷告一样的，那是一个关系的展现。
May we pray for our marriage even when our marriage is well.
愿我们即使在婚姻关系很好的时候，都应当为我们的婚姻向上帝祷告。
Even when outwardly our kids are doing well.
即使我们的孩子也做得很好。
Never saying that, oh, there's no need to pray.
永远不要说我们不需要祷告。
May we never think we're so strong that we could live a prayerless life.
愿我们永远不要以为我们如此的强壮，以至于我们不需要祷告。
And may we never, never live a prayerless marriage.
愿我们永远永远不要过一个没有祷告的婚姻生活。
At this point, is there any questions?
好，大家有什么？